Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Democrats promise an orderly process to replace Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is favored, but questions remain.
Florida Democratic Party delegate Ben Friedman says ahead of the DNC convention next month in Chicago, delegates are getting in line behind Kamala Harris for president.
There have been some phone calls. There have been, you know, emails exchanged. The delegates are talking to each other. And it just seems like people are quickly, naturally coalescing around the vice president.
As an elected delegate, it was a requirement Friedman vote for President Biden at the convention until Sunday when he dropped out of the race.
There hasn't really been any arm twisting. No one is trying to push the delegates one way or another.
Harris has been shoring up her support. Still, after Biden's announcement and endorsement of her, the DNC sent a message out saying there would be no automatic coronation for his replacement. I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, again, this is going to make for an exciting convention. This disruption in the campaign is going to be exciting to watch. The Harris campaign is officially underway as America hears from the presumptive Democrat nominee for the very first time.
Kamala Harris has made her first public appearance since President Biden announced he was leaving the race and endorsing her. Facing the South Lawn, the vice president did not mention her own candidacy and instead praised the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
Getting more done in one term than most presidents in two.
And I am firsthand witness that every day, our President Joe Biden fights for the American people.
Harris was speaking to NCAA champions, ranging from the Florida State women's soccer team to the Tufts men's lacrosse team.
You all know what it means to commit and to persevere. And you know what it means to count on teammates.
Harris's remarks came as more top Democrats endorsed her as she works on getting more delegates on board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Democrat voters might harbor some resentment after Biden was sort of forced out because, a lot of people feel like he was kind of forced out. And he was, because I think he was stubborn and he wasn't putting country first. He was putting himself and party first. They're showing excitement around Vice President Harris.
I think it was a smart move and a smart decision on his part to step aside.
In President Biden's hometown, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Eric Boylan was thankful and relieved to hear the 81-year-old Democrat has dropped out of the presidential contest.
Let somebody a little bit younger, more vigorous, go up against somebody like Donald Trump.
In nearby Dunmore,
it's about time. He should have dropped out a long time ago.
Donald Trump supporter Christine Stoll thinks Biden should step down altogether.
Leave the White House. He's not mentally stable enough to run this country.
His diminished capacity was obvious to everyone.
Alex Wills of Beaverton, Oregon, says the writing has been on the wall. Wills thinks Democrats can get behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
A woman can be strong just as a man, so let's go.
I'm rooting for Kamala. Love to see a female up there.
Jill Holm, a Biden supporter from Battleground, Washington, says she thinks Harris can finish what Biden started.
I think she's got a really good grasp for maybe where our country needs to be going.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Well, and did I hear that she's already raised $50 million? I mean, she just kind of became the favorite hours ago, and she's already raised $50 million?
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.